This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will address the gathering on the occasion. A correspondent reports that the Mahotsav aims to enhance the rural infrastructure, create the self-reliant economies, and foster the innovation with rural communities. The theme of the six-day Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for Viksit Bharat 2047. A significant focus on the Mahotsav is to empower the rural women through entrepreneurship. The object of this event includes promoting economic stability, the financial security among rural populations with a special focus on the Northeast India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and the Foreign Minister of Maldives Dr. Abdullah Khalil held bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance of India attaches to the bilateral ties with the island nation and assured the continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First Policy and Vision Sagar. They took stock of progress made by the understanding that reached during the state visit of President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mizu, to India in October last year and followed up on the issues that needed further focus for both sides. Both countries signed the Memorandum of Understanding for implementation of high-impact community development projects under Phase 3 in Maldives through a grant assistance in India. India and Iran reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship, including Chabahar Port Agriculture Cooperation, trade and economic issues, as well as the cultural and people-to-people ties. The 19th India-Iran Foreign Office consultations were held in New Delhi yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and the Deputy Foreign Minister of Iran, Majid Takht Ravanchi, co-chaired this meeting. The External Affairs Minister said that the statement that the discussions also covered the current regional and global developments, including the situation in Afghanistan, West Asia, and South Caucasus. The Union Science and Technology Minister, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will attend the 40th Foundation celebration. 40th Foundation Day celebration of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi today. A key highlight of the celebration will be the technology transfer between the CSIR and the Laghu Udyog Bharati. The celebration aims to honor the role of the department in advancing the industrial research and innovation through various programs. The Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that his ministry is determined to make the villages poverty-free this year. Mr. Chauhan said that during this review meeting on various schemes of the ministry with the Rural Development Minister of all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. The Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia has urged the youth of the country to contribute to the nation building in order to realize the vision of the developed India. Speaking at the event at Surat in Gujarat, the minister emphasized the importance of nurturing the leadership qualities in the youth to drive the country's progress. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted heavy rainfall and snowfall over the Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Mufarabad today and tomorrow due to western disturbance. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh on the 5th and 6th of January. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms is likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttarakhand on Sunday. In cricket, Australia were 13 for 1 in the first innings against India on day 2 of the decisive fifth and the final test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney, which reports came in. The hosts resumed their play at overnight score of 9 for 1. On the opening day yesterday, the visitors were bundled out for 185 runs in the first innings as Team India's batting order collapsed. Rishabh Pant with 40 of 98 runs was the top scorer for India, while the stand-in captain, Jasprit Bumrah, played a cameo knock of 22. And that is the end of this news bulletin.